Similarly to Nancy Mace, Byron Donalds had some paid protesters show up to his most recent press conference, and this is how it played out for him.
I wanted to be heard. I'm tired of listening to lies. I've been apolitical
after hours
all my life.
Gonna be wild tonight.
Do you think your voice was heard tonight?
No. No. Maybe somebody will listen to this.
Chaos breaks out at a town hall meeting with Congressman Byron Donalds. Good evening and thank you for counting on Gulf Coast News. I'm Christy Soto. The meeting got so heated, people were being escorted out by deputies. Gulf Coast News reporter Madison Adams shows us the intense moments. Madison?
It was quite a rowdy town hall meeting. Byron Donalds answered questions from constituents, but things got heated pretty fast. The meeting ended with shouting matches and a few people escorted out of the room by deputies.
You are not the only person who has a point of view in this room.
They're screaming free, free. Is that free, free Palestine? Is that what they were screaming?
In this room.
These people need to get the hell out of the country, bro. Honest to God, they just need to get the hell out of the country. I can't stand for people that are screaming things at town halls that have nothing to do with the United States of America whatsoever.
Hamas would either bludgeon her or worse.
Hundreds of Southwest Florida residents packed the auditorium at Estero High School to hear from Congressman Byron Donalds, some in support, others in opposition. Byron's running for governor. What do you think about that?
Oh, hell no. That ain't happening.
But he's really.
Two carpet munchers right together saying that they don't want Byron Donalds to run for governor. It's always older white women, older white men lost the plot. Boomers, y'all really did do a number on this society. You really did. You really did give them all of the rights to be able to do all of this stuff. And now look at our society. Now they're yelling at town halls. Now they're empowering people to dress differently and go inside of their bathrooms. Now they're out here. That's why I told that lady when I was, you seen the video. I told her, I said, you are older white woman. I said, this is the sum total of your life. This is the purpose of your life. Huh? This is what you got? Older white men have truly, truly allowed for their women to do a number on our women and then ultimately lost the plot. God is my witness. Y'all went from Woodstock to Stock and Wood. Got these masculine chicks out here just saying any and everything right after they just get done sleeping next to each other and holding each other and living in their truth. Ah.
Running for governor. What do you think about that?
Oh, hell no. That ain't happening.
But he's really exceeded expectations, and we're glad to see he's moving up. He's kind of a rising star, and we look forward to seeing him as governor.
Donalds took questions on a wide range of national topics, more about Washington than Florida. Issues like Elon Musk and Doge.
Look at him. Look at the people that are at the protest. Look at them. And every time they say boycott this, every time they stand on the liberal side, every time they come with the flag, the alphabet, the sassy flag.
Washington than Florida. Issues like
y'all do know. Look at the truck. It's so poor. Look how bent up it is and how it's hit at the bottom and the passenger side left fender. Look at it. Anybody that is in this chat, any masculine black man, any one of these 92% women, I just hope you know that this is what you represent. You are a flag bearer for the absolute worst thing that could ever be bad on the face of this planet. You are standing with munchers. I hope you know that these are your people. You are against the nuclear family. You are against the thing that is right with the world. You stand against God. You are standing with an abomination. And this is, I'm just going to keep it real. You are standing with an abomination. For all of y'all, you the same ones that stood, look, don't blame me, I voted for democracy. Don't blame me, I voted for Kamala. These are your people.
Elon Musk and Doge, DEI policies, gun rights, tariffs, and Social Security.
I'm going to honor Mr. Bob Donalds. He likes athletes and people with special needs.
I'm tired of listening to lies.
God, why do you keep testing me, Lord? Is it because I didn't pray today? I'm sorry, I apologize. Can I pray now? Lord, bless me. Bless me to stay focused. Bless me to be on top of things. Bless me not to be easily distracted. Don't let this be the Millionaire Derailment Show.
He likes athletes and
dirty.
I'm going to honor Mr. Bob Donalds.
Because if I do it, Carrie is going to be mad at me. I said, don't do it. Why? I don't want to so bad. Oh, Lord, give me strength. Give me strength. The jokes write themselves. Don't tell me to stop. Don't tell me to stop. I can't help myself. Oh, I could do it. I got it. Okay, listen. The only way that I can't do it, don't stay strong, AD. The only way. All right. I got to move over to the next clip because if I keep seeing it,
he likes and Social Security.
I'm going to honor Mr. Bob Donalds.
I'm going to just go to the next clip.
Okay.
Ooh, that took everything in.
About your views and how we can solve the insurance issue before.
I'm not gonna do it.
All right. So when it comes to insurance, I think what the government is, what the state has done, excuse me, a couple of years ago, they went through some iterations of tort reform. And the governor came out, I think about a month ago now, and stated that some of the insurance carriers are gonna like either level off their premiums or drop some of them. I will tell you. When I was in the state house, I chaired that committee. One of the things
I got a lady saying
we have to examine our reinsurance rates, we have to examine the capital requirements of both the frontline carriers and the insurance companies. Theoretically, you're talking insurance, not specific to Florida, but in the market. You want to try to find ways for the carriers to be able to operate and keep the claims, because you know, nobody wants an insurance policy that gets canceled on them. That's not an insurance policy at all, it's a piece of paper. And I'm saying it to somebody who's had his insurance canceled twice. So that's happened to me too. So what we have to get to, in my view, in Florida, is a system where the frontline carriers just the right policy. And then the second side of that is when claims
I'm trying, Shani.
To occur, what people really want more than anything else is for the payments to be made properly. And so there's some injustices you're going to have to do, there's some stuff around carriers, et cetera. I think that's where you are. What happened? Senate. The Palestinians have voted for Hamas, and they have not done anything to remove Hamas. So if you want to have a shouting match with me, let's have a shouting match over that. The truth is that Hamas held elections one time, and they never held elections again, because they would prefer to keep the Palestinian people under their boot. So if you're going to ask who has blood on their hands, it is Hamas, and it is the people that empower them, which is the regime in Iran. That's the truth.
There's people in the audience going to get better. Those are the type. Do you see how she dressed? That's the type of woman that you can find at Comic-Con. Now, I'm not telling you that she's not going to ask you what your political beliefs are. I'm not going to tell you she's not going to try to test you and see what's Dungeons and Dragons and what's your superpower on the game in order to get the super fairy to come up and imaginary get you, blast you. You're going to have to learn those terms in order to be able to get that box. All I'm saying is that these are the type of people that are the paid protesters that come to these events and these town halls in order to disrupt. And people like Byron Donalds, they not going for it. They not standing for it. They going to address it. They going to deal with you head on, and ain't nobody running, and they going to deal with it. But this is the low hanging fruit that y'all got to get at Comic-Con. I'm just going to tell you. So I'm letting you know right now, keep your mouth shut, keep your cape on, do what you got to do, get up out of there. All right.
But when you're going to stand and yell and disrespect everybody in this room because you think you're being heard, and let's be clear, you're not. Let's be very clear. You're not. What you're doing is yelling now, and you're being disrespectful. You, ma'am, you are being disrespectful. And I will respect you, and I will honor the fact that you are here trying to get answers, but if you're going to hold this thing up and be disrespectful, then that's time for you to be removed.
At the end of the day, Byron Donalds is not like these regular politicians.
You are being disrespectful. We laid the rules out at the beginning of this event. You are being rude and disrespectful. You are not the only person who has a point of view in this room. And if you want to yell, then I will respond in kind. Because if you have to be respectful of people, you don't get to take over the room. I'm sorry, but you don't. You don't get to take over the room.
So why is it for Naples? We're wondering why you and Congress are not addressing cutting funding to USAID, which has affected food pantries in your district. There's no food at the center of the USAID.
So specifically the USAID, the problem with USAID is that there are many great programs, but they are actually against American interests. And so like I said earlier, when... You know the sad part about that is in Gaza, she would not be allowed to be so proposed. Because the truth is, in Gaza, Hamas would either bludgeon her or worse. That's the fact. So, if we're gonna be respectful, let's be respectful. Now,
so he was right. He's absolutely right. And what people over here don't understand is that your liberal views don't even align with what they stand for in these other countries that you advocate for, that you say that you stand with. You don't even have a voice over there. They don't even support this liberal garbage and these feminist ways and all of this stuff. You are privileged to even be able to have these thoughts and even be able to speak back and forth with somebody like a Byron Donalds here in the United States of America. They don't play that in other countries.